changes. Now, Race Against Dementia is an organisation that aims for a Formula One attitude of ambition and urgency into dementia science. It was founded by Sir Jackie Stewart to raise and allocate funds to, well, try and accelerate global research and development in the race to find a prevention or treatment for the disease. So Jackie joins us on the programme now. So Jackie, very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you.
So Jackie, welcome to the show. And people may not be aware, but this issue of dementia is very close to you.
Yes. Unfortunately, about 6 years ago, Helen, my wife for 57 years now, and my timekeeper and my, you know, motor racing chart holder, sadly was identified with dementia by the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. I really didn't know what dementia was about when they first told me. And of course, I've now witnessed the devastation that dementia provides, not just to Helen, but to the millions of other people around the world that has the problem. And of course, now being in contact with the illness, I'm seeing so many folk in very difficult circumstances because it's a horrible illness with absolutely no cure. At the present time, and for more than 40 years, the medical profession have not been able to gain any ground on it to speak of. So I was at Cranfield University today to see what they were doing, because I was the chairman of one of their boards some years ago to try and get women into Formula One, and now we've got a huge number of women in Formula One, so nothing's impossible. So the dementia thing, Cranfield are very much behind it as well, and today we had a Race Against Dementia Innovation Accelerator. It was a kind of competition with a whole lot of people giving ways of us attracting more attention to it and therefore hopefully medically finding either a cure or at least some help to challenge the illness against so many people. It's a terrible illness.
It's so cruel. That's the thing. It is so cruel. But I get this thing about Formula One attitude, because if the sport teaches us anything, is it works at the pinnacle of science and technology and the way people approach every aspect of the sport. And I can understand how that kind of thinking, if used to try and tackle dementia, could begin to make inroads.
Well, it's called Race Against Dementia, and that came about because I believed that motorsport, particularly that of Formula One, is the fastest problem-solving organization in the world, ahead of even aerospace. Formula One changes for every Grand Prix new dimensions of hoping to scratch, you know, in some cases as much as a second. In most cases, they're very happy to have 0.2 or 3 of a second. But they're working on it all the time. The energy level is hugely high. The manner in which it's presented is really dramatic. And we're working with Red Bull and McLaren on this, which is an important thing because they're both very, very good and experienced companies. And, of course, both of them have enjoyed an enormous amount of success over the years. So we're using them to demonstrate to young PhDs that we incidentally, buy is the wrong word, but we find the very best PhDs in the world. Now that the internet is so successful, we can see at every top-of-the-line university who was the best in neuro in the development of their skills to become PhDs. And then we, it's a bad word, but by them, in other words, we approach them, and we now have a waiting list to get into Race Against Dementia because they're realizing what we're doing is completely different than what's been going on in the industry of medicine. And when you consider that that's over 40 years without finding a cure or a preventive medicine. So we're thinking we bring along these young PhDs, the cleverest we can buy, men and women, mostly men, mostly women actually. And we've got them in every corner of the world, from Australia. We've got three in Australia. We've got two in the Mayo Clinic. We've got one in Miami. We've got Amsterdam. We've got Edinburgh. We've got London, etc. It's quite expensive, very expensive, because we have to buy 5 years in advance to ensure that they are looked after correctly, but to hopefully find a cure that their older generation have not been able to achieve.
And Cranfield University is pivotal in all this, Jackie, because the work they do there, the technology and the kind of brain power they have there really is key.
Oh, well, and it's ever-changing. I mean, whether it's Mercedes-Benz or Red Bull or whether it's any of the top Formula One teams, they go... In fact, there was two Grand Prix back-to-back last weekend and the week before that, and there were changes between both of those races by most of the leading teams. So it's a very fast-moving technology challenge that they have mastered and present in a faster fashion than I think any other business in the world. So to see these young PhDs who've lived in a completely different world, at a different pace, seeing what could and may be being done for us to find a cure for dementia. And it, as you pointed out at the beginning, there one in every three persons born from now on in the whole world, one of them out of three is going to have dementia, and there is no cure. And the pain and suffering that families have trying to look after their mothers or fathers, particularly because it's sometimes more mature people that have dementia, but even that is moving younger because of the pace of life and so forth, and yet there is no cure. So we've got to change that within the medical profession, and we're finding that taking it from new, young, aggressive, ambitious PhDs, young professors, there's maybe a better chance than the establishment. So it's something that we need a lot of help from, and Cranfield have been very helpful to us. And I've been deeply involved with them in motorsport for quite a few years. And, of course, they're next door to Milton Keynes, which is now the sort of capital for motorsport for the world, technology-wise. So I think we're going in the right direction, but it's a huge challenge and a very painful one. And for most families, they have to put their parents into homes. And some of those homes are not very nice to live in. There are better phones, better than others, of course, but still, it's a lonely life for them. And particularly because of this epidemic, people haven't even been able to go and see their parents.
Indeed.
It's really a very sad thing, or their wives or husbands, certainly, or their fathers and mothers.
So, Jackie, great pleasure talking to you as always. Wish you well, sir.
Well, if you can promote the idea of dementia for us, we need money to do it, because to buy these PhDs are very important, but it's the way to do it. So if we can help, you know, do that by even small donations to race against dementia, we would be more than grateful.
Thank you, Sir Jackie. Sir Jackie Stewart, Race Against Dementia is the organisation that Sir Jackie has been behind. It's an organisation, as we heard, what it's aiming to do is develop a Formula One-style attitude in terms of the urgency, the ambition to try and find a cure or a treatment for dementia. And as Sir Jackie has said, there are currently, as you know, no disease-modifying treatments. So if you get it, you can get medication to slow down the development of dementia, but nothing to actually stop the progression of dementia. And people born today, one in three, will die with dementia if no cure, no treatment is found.